SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we get ready for the commemoration of the Christmas Rebellion, and later, our Glimpse of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. The 184th anniversary of the Christmas Rebellion, or the Sam Sharp Rebellion, led by national hero Samuel Sharp, will be celebrated and reenacted on December 21 in Tulloch Castle St. James. Daddy Sharp, a slave and a deacon in the Baptist Church, was the protagonist of the 1831 Slave Rebellion, also called the Baptist War, which began on the Kensington Estate. The uprising was largely instrumental in bringing about the abolition of slavery in Jamaica and the rest of the English-speaking Caribbean. There are three main activities planned to commemorate the Emancipation War. A commemorative church service was already held on Sunday, December 20. One of the organizers of the event, Sidney Bartley, says the activities on December 27 will kick off with a torch run from the birthplace of Sam Sharp.
The torch run will start at Catadupa and run through Catadupa, coming down to Cambridge, then coming from Cambridge down through into Montpelier, then going via Mount Carey into Anchovy.
The torch will travel from Anchovy to Sam Sharp Square in Montego Bay and to Sam Sharp Teachers College in Granville. Mr. Bartley tells us where the torch will be taken next.
Through to Tucker, into John's Hall, up the hill to Springmount, to Springfield, and finally to Tulloch Castle at Kensington, where the arrival at the torch at Tulloch Castle will symbolize the start of the ceremony in the night.
The torch run begins at 10 a.m. and will end at 8 p.m. leading into the official commemoration ceremony. Mr. Bartley also points out that the annual celebration, dubbed Flames of Freedom, serves to bring light to the significance of the rebellion and the role Sam Sharp played in the subsequent abolition of slavery. The rebellion in 1831 involved some 50,000 slaves throughout the length and breadth of the island. The war is credited for influencing the push for full emancipation of slaves, which came later on August 1, 1838. A proud and defiant Sam Sharp was publicly hung in the Sam Sharp Square in Montego Bay on May 23, 1832. He accepted that death on the scaffold was freedom from the unbearable and repugnant miseries of slavery, and death was the only essence by which freedom was attainable.
Some of the cases we come across at Sesoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sesoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
People are the focus of Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan. Effective social protection, centered on mitigating the vulnerabilities that can leave persons at risk, is integral to the plan. View outcome 3 of Goal 1 at vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for a JIS glimpse of Christmas from the Mendes children.
My favorite part of Christmas is the toys.
My favorite part of Christmas is presents and the food.
I like to go at my cousin's house.
And I like to give my friends presents and give them cards as their gifts because they don't have any.
Here now is a tip for the season. Do it yourself. Are you good at sewing? Do you make a mean Christmas cake? Why not make a personalized homemade present for your loved ones? It's the thought that counts. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. I'm Andre Palmer for producer Vanessa Silveira. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.